This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to our next episode of Live Your Spa Life Show, where spa life is a lifestyle where accomplishment and harmony coexist. I am so excited to share with you my special guest, which is Grace Lani. She is an international best-selling author. She's a high-tech entrepreneur, and she's a managing director of eWomen Network in Austin. Like, she doesn't have plenty to do. So when we jump into the conversation around busyness and balancing life and all of that, you know, Grace is really going to share her pearls of wisdom on how this has worked for her. So Grace, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Diane. I'm thrilled to be here.
So good to have you. Now, listeners, you're going to want to know that Grace is the founder of All About That Brand, where she is a personal branding resource platform. And so, you know, everyone's talking about, you know, with the entrepreneurs that she works with and out in the world, it's like, how does your personal brand really affect your business? And what does that look like? So I'd love to just jump in first, like, you know, Grace, how did you get into this?
So we as a team have been delivering personal branding services to our clients for almost 10 years, and we haven't been calling it that. We considered it part of our intake model. Hmm. And when we sat down a few years ago and said, okay, how are we going to leverage the internet to bring in a new income stream to our business? We looked at the different client projects we did over the last 2 years, and every one of the fantastic client relationships we had all started with the branding canvas. And so we decided that that was going to be my personal brand. My personal brand is personal branding. Say that fast 5 times, right? And so I proceeded to go out and get certified as a personal branding strategist, and then we crafted our model with a free ebook and a free masterclass leading into a webinar series. And we just launched that and the podcast this year. So it's been very exciting, very new, very fresh, very little bit nervous about it time to time, but it feels really good to be helping clients and folks, more of them, tell their story in such a way that they get connected with their clients and do great business.
Oh, I love that. And I love that you're bringing, you know, top branding specialists and business owners to really discuss. I love how you put it, the good, the bad, and the ugly about personal branding, because it really does impact business. So I love that you're having this conversation and you have a platform that allows people to have this conversation. So you've got a lot happening in your business, but, you know, first and foremost, that you are a wife and a mother of 2 millennials. We share that in common. I have 2 millennial daughters as well. And I love getting these new little tidbits, is that I didn't know that you are a performing R&B musician. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So I've been a musician out in the world since I was in high school, and I quit doing it for a lot of years while I was raising my kids. And when I got reconnected with the man who's now my husband, we met at a house party. He was playing guitar and I jumped on the keyboard, and the rest is kind of history. So that's a key part of our relationship, is that we have this music connection.
Oh, I love that so much, you know, to balance the part. And I'm sure this weaves into, you know, branding, right? Because this is a reflection of who you are, and music, you know, feeding your soul and really marrying that together with, you know, you're also a startup accelerator mentor. And I know that you're a fierce advocate of women's leadership. So how does the advocate for women's leadership, does that roll into your brand? Is that part of, you know, the eWomen Network? You know, how does that reflect in your life?
Yeah, so it's all part of the soup, if you will. The other aspect of the personal brand that's recognizable once you follow me for a while is you get really clear that I come from an Italian family. You know, everything from great caprese recipes to stories about Italian villas and pictures from trips. I mean, people really get that you know, we grow tomatoes in the backyard and basil. And, you know, I like to show my audience that the basil's in. Yay.
So, I wish I was your neighbor.
Yeah, exactly. You know, our neighbors do love it. So there's a culture and there's a way of being with people that I'm sure is derivative of how I grew up with my family. And we are an Italian home.
Oh, I love that so much. And so I love how, you know, part of what we talk about as far as a conversation around spa life is that so many people live their life by default and they just have life happen to them, you know, day in, day out. And, you know, we really want to look at how you're designing your life. And so I'd love to hear more about how are you consciously creating the life that you want to live, your spa life?
So to follow up on our last conversation, there is a phrase called La Dolce Vita. And it really is all about this sweet life. You know, when I visit Italy, I know that it's a different rhythm than maybe a way that you could be living in America. Growing up in the Northeast, everything was pedal to the metal all the time. Now that I'm older and wiser, I take the time. You know, I'd listen to my audio. I do my meditation. I have my spiritual study. I stretch and do movement and have lots of ways that I provide opportunities for my body to move. I got very sick working way too hard and took me almost 3 years to get healthy. You know, I actually recently had a thermography scan and they said they've never seen anyone so healthy.
Oh, congratulations.
I really have training myself to say that out loud because I have old conversations
right
in my head about not being well, not having enough energy. Now I am in better shape than most people who are certainly running businesses, but I'm also moving toward a more peaceful, more fulfilling situation on the health front. So I'm not yet there, I guess is what I would say.
Right. So you're on the journey. And I basically call this living your spa life, where you are intentionally creating that, this container that you're doing. I know that you really value rest. And I'd love to hear a little bit more details about what that health regimen looks like for you.
You know, I learned about the importance of napping from another entrepreneur colleague of mine. She got me a book. And it basically was an entire book about the different kinds of naps you could take, which is everything from a 5-minute close your eyes with or without music, just complete restful place, to a full Churchillian nap, which is where you go into your bedroom and you get in your PJs and you get under the covers for 45 minutes. And it does something different for your body when you do that. So right. We often have those before we have to go out to an event in the evening, right? Get a full 45 right. minutes in and then start all over again. And I always feel fabulous after that 45 minutes.
How fun is that? The art of the nap. I really never thought about that as the different options that you have in napping. But, you know, what a great way to honor yourself and your body and what you need. And, you know, people are just, they push through and they're not allowing really the best expression of what they need. And so I love the ways that you are doing that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. It took getting into not a happy place to discover that, but I'm sure glad that I have it in my life now.
Definitely. And, you know, I know that you interject into, in really consciously creating your life, is to interject music and even scheduling your vacations. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So that is relatively new. I want to say a couple of years ago, I take a big fat 2 or 3 weeks off at the end of the year. My clients are all off. So it's a perfect time for me to get rest. You know, when you're a mom, they tell you sleep when they sleep.
Yes.
So as I'm a grown up, I'm sleeping when my clients are sleeping. And I put 3 2-week vacations on my calendar in January. Mm. And I scheduled my life around it. And I was shocked at the end of the year that I actually had 3 2-week vacations. And I can remember moving run around a little bit because there was a trade show that I needed to attend. And so what? So I just moved it around a little bit. It's just that, that block of time became a gift to myself.
You know, I love that so much. The calendar is such a great tool to use and that we get to have that as a creating your life versus that living by default. And one of the things that I love to share with people is that put the things that make you happy, that inspire you, that you love on your calendar first. And then, you know, you start having what are the things that make you healthy and then what makes you wealthy in your life. And so, you know, when we actually put a line in the sand, if you will, to say, you know what, this is how I intentionally want to live my life. This is the reflection of what it is. I mean, how much more happier are you showing up with your clients when you're honoring yourself and your family and the things that you love?
Well, and I would say it goes farther than that. So I would be in the room with a client. They would think everything was great with me, but what they didn't know is that, you know, I was a swan that looked like I was confident and had my stuff together above the surface, but underneath the surface, my feet were paddling as fast as they could possibly go. Yeah. So I know I wasn't the same person in the room that I am today. I'm much more present for my clients. I meditate before I go in to see them. I'm prepared. I can contribute so much more to them just by the who I'm being versus, yeah, I probably show up at exactly 10 minutes before the appointment like I always have, but I'm more fully in the room.
Right. You know, I so appreciate that because, you know, a lot of times I share with people the facade because, you know, this happens a lot with my clients when I go to their home and who they're showing up in the world. And, you know, everyone wants to look great and have this successful front that we're having. But sometimes behind closed doors, you know, either in our physical space or in our mindset, you know, it isn't always in integrity and it isn't always lined up. And it's not because we don't have the best intentions. It's just we're juggling a lot of different balls. And unless we're doing something intentional, like you've done, you know, really, I can really appreciate kind of that marrying together of what was happening below the surface versus how you're showing up in the world. You know, I can only imagine that even though people may not really get exactly what has shifted for you, I'm sure they're feeling that in terms of your presence and what experience they're having of you.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree, Diane.
Yeah, so good. Well, you know, that leads me to this whole conversation around busyness. I really believe that busyness is our current addiction that is happening for people that, you know, even though we all have the same 24 hours in the day, people are just running crazy. You kind of talked about, you know, paddling really quick under the water kind of feeling. And what is your kind of spa life secret where you're having more of that harmony and balance and bringing that into your life so that you have the most impact in your day and making the most of your 24 hours?
You know, I saw this question ahead of time and I responded to it. And as you're asking me again right now, I think the thing I would put first is that I am much more kind to myself. And as a result, I'm much more kind to the people around me. And so what that means is when challenges arise, I'm not triggered the way that I might have been 5 or 10 years ago. I'm okay, this person has a problem. They need help. And versus they're messing up my flow, right? So it's, they're doing them and I'm doing me. And I am much more available to support them. I do a lot of, you know, when stuff comes in and it triggers me, I don't respond to emails like that right away anymore. I've learned to walk away from the computer and do a little breathing, do a walk around the block, do another call, do something completely different and then come back. Teaming is a big thing. And hiring someone as part of your team is different than having a partner as part of your team, than having a volunteer at a membership event, right? Right? Ensuring that they are getting the fulfillment of being a volunteer, but also stretching them so that they can step in and do more of the level of quality that I'm looking for so that the experience that I'm trying to roll out for a client or for my members is at the highest level.
Yes.
You know, I'm an engineer. I grew up math, science whiz, went into engineering school and then somewhere made a detour to get into sales and marketing. And, you know, this block scheduling idea, whether it's vacations or whether it's, you know, I put chunks of time where I'm doing client work and chunks of time where I'm doing networking. And, you know, my goal is to leave a lot of air so that if something comes up, I can respond to it. And, you know, there's always plenty to do, right? There'll never be a bottom to the bucket in my world. And so, you know, the fact that my husband comes home at 6 o'clock, that's my trigger to say, okay, time to transition to a different part of life.
Right. Right. You know, I love this conversation around leaving space. And I know that kind of freaks people out because, you know, they kind of feel like something might be left out or, you know, they have this list of like 20 things that they want to do in a day. But one of the things I love to point out to people is that if you set yourself up to do those things and you know you're not going to complete them, even if though you have the best intentions, it sets you up for a feeling of failing each day because you don't complete that. So to give yourself the space and really be intentional about saying, okay, these are the, you know, three things I'm going to do today, or maybe just the one thing that will move you forward, like whatever that is, and to allow yourself that breathing room and that space, you actually can experience more joy in the day and more sense of not only accomplishment, but the freedom to move through with a little bit more ease in the day.
Yeah, Diane, I think that my days, I don't have such a difference between the work week and the weekend anymore. There was a time when I'd work for the weekend and then you rush around on the weekend trying to do your rest and trying to get everything. So the punchline there is on a Saturday morning over coffee before the rest of the family and the house gets up, sometimes I'll crank out four or five things, but it's so joyful. And I think it's joyful because it's complete space. You know, there's no have to, there's no pressure about having to be on a call or doing something else. It's just a complete do what feels great to do. And I think the more that I can move in that direction, the more creative I can be.
Oh, I love that so much. You know, one of the things that I like to share with people is that creativity craves clarity, right? And so to give yourself that space to be creative, especially with, you know, the creative work that you do and the fact that you've kind of set the stage to be the most creative. I mean, I can only imagine before when things were so rushed and all the have-tos and all of that. I mean, to basically have to put yourself on the spot going, okay, be creative right now, right? Without having the space there to actually be able to step into that. Are you sharing some of this with your clients in terms of, you know, as they're developing their brand and what they're representing and how that reflects who they're being in the world? How do you utilize this foundation that you've created for yourself, this lifestyle, this spa life for yourself? How are you utilizing that in the branding with your clients?
So very often I go in ahead of time before I work with them and I prepare the space. We're doing sticky notes and markers occasionally, which is not easy for a 45 or 55 or 65 year old CEO that's, you know, having to shuck his coat and his tie off in order to relax a little bit. But I think that providing people the opportunity and that air, sometimes it's, I do a 90 minute session with my VIP clients, and it's because it takes them 30 minutes to get into the room. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the time is production time, depending on what it is that they need to accomplish.
Yes. Oh, I love this so much, you know, because sometimes maybe just them getting in the room and having that deep breath and being in a different environment to allow them to have that unfolding. So I love that you create that container for them. So I know that you work out of your home. And one of the things that I love to ask people is we want to have a different experience in the different rooms, you know, to how we feel like in our bedroom versus our office versus our family space. What is your favorite room and why?
I guess my kitchen and porch, you know, we have this ranch floor plan. And when I get up in the morning and make my coffee and have my little breakfast, whatever it is, I open up the doors, I open up the windows. We can do that now in Texas, now that it's not 80 degrees at 7 in the morning. And, you know, I walk out the door, around the gardens, around the pool. And I don't know, that's my thing. I think that's my favorite area. And when I take a break during the day, that's where I go. I specifically move myself out of the office. And I probably work from home a couple days out of the week. And the rest of the time I'm at client sites. So I get the office environment enough. When I'm home, I want my home office to feel really special also.
Oh, I love that sanctuary you've created for yourself. I definitely see a theme with a lot of my guests in terms of incorporating nature into their experience of their life. So I love that you have that access and, you know, adding that Italian gardening is just another beautiful expression that you have in your space. It's so fun. You know, you mentioned about that you felt fortunate that you didn't really develop the vision muscle. I'd love to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I was very fortunate my entire life to have opportunity show up at various times. And though I wouldn't have thought it, I'm a very okay with taking risk. You know, not everybody is. And I didn't really know that either. I'm learning, right? As people observe me and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe you picked up your kids and moved from New York to California and you didn't have any family there. You know, that was a big shock for them. I've done lots of different things and made big changes in my life, felt very guided, maybe from a universal perspective, but not really from a vision perspective. Mm. And for quite a time, I would, as someone who meditates, you're trained to let go of deciding how life is going to be and allow universe, God, whatever your thing is, to guide you through it. But there's a piece missing, this visioning, which when you go down certain spiritual paths, kind of a level to get to is a place where you can create a vision and then turn that over and then watch what happens. My next big vacation vision, if you will, or my next big spa life vision is to spend a month, a year working from a villa in Genoa. I don't even know why.
I think I'm going with you.
Okay, come on. That would be awesome. I think that my practice, I mean, I work with people all around the world already. There's nothing that I do really on a daily basis that I couldn't do remotely for 30 days. Got and it. So that is the vision. I mean, I've picked out Airbnb villas. I mean, for $130 a night. I mean, what is holding me back from that opportunity? So that's the next vision that's in the can, is to have the business support me to do that easily. And, you know, I'll meet somebody and they'll know someone. And next thing you know, I'll be invited. So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, I love that so much. You know, I want to circle back to, you were talking about going cross country with your children. And what was it like being a single mom raising two kids? You were a single mom from when they were 4 and 2 up until they were 18 and 16. That's a good span of time to be an entrepreneur and balancing, you know, with young children. I mean, we share this. I had, you know, I was a single mother as well with my two young daughters. What was that like for you?
Well, it was insane. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I'm an only child, so I don't have any siblings. And my parents lived on the West Coast, which is why we moved in that direction. But they lived in a very, very rural area that wasn't a very hip and fun place to be as a woman in our 30s. And so we moved to Sacramento, and it was like living another life. You know, all of a sudden I was married and now I was single, and I crafted a whole different world as a result of that. And working too much, I overworked and I had to learn how to ask for help, which I never did. You know, I was always the doer. And I learned to have a relationship with my kids that I'm so grateful for even today, as they're soon to be 23 and 25. These kids can take care of themselves. They did their laundry when they were in middle school. I was certainly present at all their events, but I wasn't a hover parent. I didn't have the time to do that.
Right. You know, I love that because my daughters actually speak about that as well, in that, you know, by the time that they were like 6, they were like making their lunch, and, you know, they talk about how you could drop them in any city town and they know how to do laundry and take care of the house and take care of themselves. And I think that that actually really breeds some independence for them to develop in who they are and what they're capable of doing. So it's interesting what the reflection would be for your daughters and what their experience was during that time.
Absolutely. I learn about it over and over again. I imagine, you know, as you have coffee and have visits with your daughters, they share things that maybe you don't remember it happening quite that way, but it's the imprint that was left on them, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So I applaud you for doing that. That just adds a different layer when you're balancing the life that you're living, you know, with your children and really having to step back and be really intentional about what it is that you can do and reaching out for help. And, you know, one of the things that you had talked about too, about the difference in managing volunteers versus employees, what's the big difference that you see in that?
So employees feel they have to do what you say. There is this setup, and I'll exclude millennials from this conversation, but I often have to teach my employees that if I request something to be done, that doesn't mean that that's the way it needs to be done. That I'm interested in them being critical thinkers, really discovering if that's the best way to deliver this thing. Millennials spend all their time, maybe too much of their time, figuring out how to do it better instead of doing the job. So that's a different challenge, right?
Yeah.
And when you have a volunteer, you know, I'm grateful for any help, right?
Right.
Until it gets to a point, there's that tipping point where they're so difficult to manage that it's time to do a different transition, right? I'm learning how to be the leader of a volunteer organization. It feels very different. I have to be much more grateful for their willingness, I would say. Whereas when you're paying someone to be an employee,
Yes. It's
a different kind of willingness. And so even as I'm talking about it now, I'm thinking, well, maybe there's a way to blend those two things, right?
Mm. I don't know.
I'll have to think about that.
No, I totally get that. So, you know, you talk about dreaming and incorporating dreaming into your life to see what things are going to be like in a year from now or 5 years from now and what you're creating in terms of that. How do you incorporate dreaming into those goals and that vision down the line? And I'd love to have you talk a little bit about your life flower.
Great question. I'm a beginner at this. So I'm learning to journal in a different way versus a goal journal. I want this, 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 and this, and this to happen today.
Yes.
Versus doing a meditation and waiting for something to unfold that is maybe a wish different from I want 4 clients to extend their contracts with me. You know, that very empirical, very tactical goal.
Right.
Versus, you know, what could life be like? What have I seen out there in the world? You know, call it movies, call it a book, call it whatever. Somebody's described a way that they've lived their life that all of a sudden strikes me.
Yes.
And wow, wouldn't that be cool to do? Why not? You know, if there's a whole lot of people for whatever reason in Austin that are piling into mobile homes and doing their businesses from the road in the mobile home. You know, as a kid, I spent way too much time in one of those. I have zero desire to do my business from inside a mobile home. I'd much rather do it from the Four Seasons. And I'm even more so like
I'm with your sister
from the villa in part of Tuscany. It sounds much more fun to me. So why not dream of what that would be like? Why not feel the experience of getting up and walking to the market? Now, if you've ever been to Italy, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's just, you know, you don't ever get more than 2 or 3 days worth of groceries because you're either snipping it out of the garden or you're walking to the market to get it. And everything is super fresh and super clean. And, you know, you're having 12 conversations from the time you leave your front stoop to the time that you're back again. Right?
Right. Yes. Well, it's very experiential. I mean, one of the things that we loved, we spent a month in Italy a couple of years back. And one of the things that we loved was just, we didn't over plan, which was really beautiful to just really kind of go with where we felt, let's go down this street, let's have a conversation with this person. And it really felt like a sense of unfolding. And I feel like this is kind of what you're talking about in terms of the dreaming of just being in a space of allowing versus this have to. This really kind of this beautiful sense of gratitude that you're having with the universe. And I'd love for you to talk a little bit about your life flower, about, you know, things either opening or closing for you.
Yeah, so it's happening all the time. You know, I'll give you an example of there's a group that I've been part of for a year now. And for whatever reason, about 45 days ago, I could feel it start to collapse is the best way to say it. And I declined to go this morning. And I thought that maybe me being there, people felt that there's an extra, you know, like the Pac-Man power pill, right? There's more energy present in the room if I'm there. And what happens if I'm not there? And they decided to dissolve the group. And so there are two or three other things opening out of that. So, you know, these two people are going over here and these two people are getting this. And there were emotions about it. And there, you know, for me, it was, wow, look at what happened. Just by paying attention to that and stepping away and allowing. Right. So, you know, that is a great example of what happens in my business, of what happens with my relationships with, you know, my kids and my husband and friendships. I think they all do that expand and contract thing. And it's just a matter of, you know, what am I pulled to follow and what am I pulled to step away from? It doesn't mean I won't go back.
Right.
Doesn't mean I won't join one of these other derivatives of the original, but right now it feels like I'm taking a step back.
Oh, you know, this is really important to really have kind of your pulse on the stream of life and what's happening in front of you in terms of being able to choose. And, you know, it reminds me of that having people in your life for a season, a reason, or a lifetime, right? And so when you step back and you kind of ask yourself, how is that energy flowing? And are things like, you know, expanding you, or are they closing things down? And to step your own energy out of the picture to see whether or not it's a fit for you. I love that intentionality that you're doing in your life. So that is beautiful.
Thanks. It wasn't something I've always done. You know, I have to give myself permission and not feel obligated. They count on me. Today's my birthday, Diane, and I found out after the fact that somebody dropped off a cake there yesterday. It was an ice cream cake. Yeah. They didn't put it in the freezer. They put it in the refrigerator. So when they came in this morning to get the cake out, They didn't have cake anymore.
Oh!
So isn't that an interesting demonstration of what was happening with that group?
Absolutely. You know, I say, you know, there's no accidents. Everything is kind of evidence, if you will, of what's right in front of us if we care to look. So good for you for looking at how that energy was affecting you and the choices that you wanted to make in your life. So I love that. So, you know, you and I could talk all afternoon. I love this kind of conversation. I love about how, you know, you're consciously choosing the experience you want to have out of your life. And I know that our listeners are going to want to stay in contact with you. How can they best do that?
Yeah, Diane, thanks so much for having me here today. It's such a pleasure to know you and get to know you in this way. It's been really a special time today. So if people would like to get a hold of me, I think the best way is by All About That Brand email. So just Grace, G-R-A-C-E, at allaboutthatbrand.com. And I have a little something special for your audience. Should I share that with them?
Absolutely. Please. Thank you.
So we have a webinar series and I have a $100 coupon for your listeners. If they just put Spa Life in the subject line of that email and say, hey, I'd like that $100 coupon, we'll send you an ebook and we'll send you the coupon. And then we hope to see you in a future webinar.
Oh, that is so generous of you. Tell them again where they can email to get that special offer for them.
Yeah. Put Spa Life in the subject line and email Grace at allaboutthatbrand.com.
Oh, perfect. Thank you for that generous offer and for being here and sharing all your wisdom about how you're intentionally living your life and living your spa life. And for our listeners who are wondering, you know, what is spa life and how I want to have more of that in my life, I also have a free gift for you to really learn more about that, about what we've been talking about here today, about really intentionally creating your life. And you can do that at dianehaffman.com www.spalife.com/guide to get the guide to living your spa life and start in on that journey to be more intentional with your life. So, Grace, thank you again so much for being here and sharing your wisdom. So appreciate it. I know our listeners are going to want to reach out to you.
Wonderful. Thanks, Diane.
My pleasure. And until we connect again, listeners, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and spa life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehalfman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.